Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like coil. Think of like a coil. It's like a coiled up little antenna on a plastic cap. Yep. Well, I like my little twig. it's a pretty cool antenna. That's all I've been running on that truck, is that little antenna. I don't whack the garage door anymore. Took that antenna off. I don't whack anything. I just drive. It doesn't whack. It's too small to whack anything, so that's cool. It works. It works great on D-Star. I know analog, it doesn't work for crap, but that's okay. I don't like analog anyway. I think I just wanted to experiment today. I think that's the bottom line. I think I just wanted to experiment. I wanted to play with that ASL3. See what that was entailed, and got to play with the USB radio, because I could never get that to work properly without that popping noise. This doesn't sound bad. It actually has pretty good fidelity. I'm using the PL tone from ASL. That actually works. All that DSP stuff, that stuff works. It's crazy. I'm glad. But anyway, the repeater here in town has a future in G-Star, so I'll put it back tomorrow, or maybe the next day. It really depends on how busy I am tomorrow. I got some stuff I got to take care of with Zach, and then when I'm done with that, then I'll worry about the repeater. And I'm not too worried about it right now. But it will go back to D-Star, and D-Star only, and that's the end of that. Just because it sounds better, has better fidelity, and I got the radios. Bottom line. As long as you got the D-Star radios, it's always going to sound better. Go ahead, Birch. KG6GCG, KE6GBK. I'm really tired, too. I can't do this. I got up early this morning, and I'm just tired.